MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Founded in 1945 to drive industrial innovation, the CSIR is facing growing pressure to prove its research delivers real-world results. Technology uptake remains low, and many young scientists are leaving for better opportunities. So, as it hosts its biennial conference under the important theme Science, Technology, and Innovation for a Sustainable Future, the question is whether the CSIR can still shape one. I'm going to put that question to the Chief Executive, Dr. Thulani Dlamini. Dr. Dlamini, a very warm welcome to you. 80 years on, and that is a noble accomplishment. Is the organization still driving industrial innovation? Or, as some have suggested, is it becoming too academic?
Well, not at all. Not at all in terms of the CSIR being academic. So I think we are very, very relevant in terms of driving industrial development within South Africa. I'm going to speak to some examples of that. But I think your question is about perhaps two issues. One is, you know, whether the state ought to be investing in research, development, and innovation in the country. And then the second one is about the relevance of the CSIR in terms of delivering on that objective. Then on the first point, I think there is evidence from all over the world that shows that we can only achieve sustainable economic development if we invest in science, technology, and innovation as a country. Because what it does is that it contributes to development of new technologies, to increasing productivity, job creation, and greater competitiveness for the state, for the country. So it is really an imperative that you know, we continue to drive the message that we need to invest in science, technology, and innovation, that we need to increase our investment in this regard. For instance, if you compare South Africa to other nations in terms of the percentage of GDP that we spend on science, technology, and innovation, we are on the low end. South Africa is sitting at about 0.6 in terms of our gross expenditure on research and development. Now, the global average for investment in R&D is 2.67%. So we need to invest more in science, technology, and innovation as a country.
And Dr. Dlamini, how do you convince government to do that, to step up its game in terms of an investment mandate?
No, certainly. But I want to speak about the CSIR now, the question that you asked earlier about our relevance, which again makes a very strong case for why the state ought to invest more. You know, 7 years ago, we took a decision as an organization to pursue a strategy that is focusing on increasing the relevance of the CSIR in terms of driving industrial development within South Africa. And over the past 7 years, just to give you some numbers, you know, we've localized over 100 technologies, reducing South Africa's dependence on imports. We have signed over 200 joint technology development agreements with industry, which have contributed directly to improving the competitiveness and sustainability of those enterprises that we've worked with. We have supported over 770 small and medium enterprises across different sectors of the South African economy, making those businesses viable. You know, in addition to the work that we've done to support the development of a capable state by working with government departments, state-owned entities, and provincial departments in terms of provincial governments, in terms of solving some of the present challenges that they are faced with. So the CSIR remains a very relevant partner to drive economic development and the creation of a capable state within South Africa. So the case has been made in terms of our contribution, but we need to scale this up to see a much more bigger impact in terms of the work that we are doing.
So let's talk about scalability in just a moment, but how do you convince the state then of that argument and to perhaps apply greater funding towards the organization?
Well, it's not just about funding the CSIR, it's about funding the system. And the government has, I think, realizes this. If you look, for instance, at the white paper from the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, they make a case that we need to grow our gross expenditure on R&D from the current 0.6% to 1.5%. The problem is that we are constrained in terms of, you know, the fiscus, the amount of money that is available to allocate to research, development, and innovation. So our own department realizes this fact. I think the issue now is how do we ensure that, you know, we can get more allocation from the national treasury, given the constrained environment in which we operate.
And if that doesn't happen, I would imagine it becomes incrementally more difficult for the CSIR to retain top scientists.
It is a challenge, but maybe just to give you a sense of our financial model. Currently, we receive 20% of our income as a grant from the state. The rest, 80%, we have to raise by doing contract research for governments in South Africa and abroad, for private sector, locally and internationally. So, for instance, over the past 7 years, we've grown our private sector income by more than 40%, and we've grown our international income by over 100%. To ensure that we remain financially sustainable. But the grant from the state is a very critical input into the organization to ensure that we can continue to develop the capabilities that we require for us to do the work that we do. Mm.
Dr. Dlamini, do you think that South African industry is moving quick enough to commercialize some of the research that you put out?
Well, it's not only industry that ought to do that. I think we need to ensure that there are mechanisms and incentives that are put in place to facilitate for more commercialization of IP. And I'll explain what I mean by this. You know, to commercialize IP is a very expensive endeavor. The area in which we operate in, where we develop technologies up to a point, and then we require a partner to work with us to de-risk the technology to the point where it can be commercially exploited. That de-risking portion of technology development and innovation is a very, very expensive effort. I mean, as an example I can give you now of a technology, one piece of technology that we are commercializing with a partner in Germany. We are investing a total of ₹500 million in just that piece of technology which we are taking to the market. And we already have clients from the UK that are going to buy the product that we made from this technology. So it's very, very expensive. Now, unfortunately, as a country, we're not investing enough in this area of de-risking technology so that they can be ready for commercialization. We even have a term for it. We call it the innovation chasm. So there's a lot of good IP that gets generated, but not enough of it gets translated into commercializable products and services because of this lack of funding. So we need to address that. And I'm glad to believe that the department is also very much aware of this. So we need to invest more in this area, but also to create incentives which will make it easier for venture capitalists and other instruments of investment to invest in this area of de-risking IP so that it can be commercially exploited. We're doing our bit, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. So that's the issue that we need to address, because industry only wants technologies that are ready for commercial exploitation. There is a reluctance to invest in technology that are not ready for commercialization.
Thank you very much indeed for that frank assessment. I've been in conversation with Dr. Thulani Dlamini, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the CSIR.